3, next we have the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
A decade of safeguarding East Anglia's rarest plants. One of the region's quiet conservation success stories is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Breckland Flora Group findings help improve management, protect vulnerable species, and restore specialist habitats in the Brecks. The group, which is managed by Plant Life in partnership with Natural England and Forestry England, has grown to 60 trained volunteers who meticulously count, map and photograph plants, recording habitat conditions and threats. The Brecks is home to flowers and grasses adapted to the area's nutrient-poor sandy soils, extremes of temperature and very low rainfall. Many Brecks species survive only where other vegetation cannot, and one species is found nowhere else on Earth. Volunteer Meg Miller said, "I've learned so much about the rare and special plants under our feet, seen some beautiful sights, and have made some great friends with similar interests. It's made me feel part of something bigger and given me a greater appreciation, connection and understanding of the land that we live in."
More than a village pub. Locals in Alpington and its surrounding villages can now pop to the pub for essential food items. The Alpington Community Shop at the Wheel of Fortune was opened by ITV News Anglia's David Whiteley. Publicans Naomi Shelver and Barry Gelder took over the pub in March 2022, and the pub has become the hub of the local community, running events such as Chatty Cafe to help people overcome loneliness.
Boosting businesses. 8 Norfolk businesses have received support from the latest round of the Gerald Growth Fund in partnership with Norfolk County Council. The scheme brings together shared values of innovation, sustainability and community with £100,000 of combined support available through a mix of funding, mentoring and practical help. The 2025 recipients were Urban Interiors, LV Bespoke, Oichi Kombucha, Due Trade, One of a Kind Club, Zoological Society of East Anglia, Stepping Stones and Dragonfly Flooring. Caroline Ellis, Group Business Development Manager at the Gerald Group, says, "This year's Growth Fund has shown once again how much innovation and heart there is across Norfolk. We wanted to support businesses that combine creativity with a clear sense of purpose and growth in mind, and our chosen applicants have that in abundance." Fabian Eagle, Cabinet Member for Economic Growth at Norfolk County Council, added, "You only have to read the comments from some of these ventures about the impact it will have to see its real value. I'm delighted Norfolk County Council has been able to collaborate with Gerald to provide this support."